Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Mountain Tiger Style Sunday.
Oh.
You are now listening to the most underrated show in the history of iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. You know, thank you for tuning in today. Trust me when I say that we will not post pictures of us drinking shirtless on a boat in public. Thank you for listening to our show. We do not want you to see that. We're 31 years old. Yeah. So tonight, since we're talking about boats, we're going to talk about your summer getup. The 10 essential things that I have in my closet that you need to have in your arsenal also.
And I will ask in detailed questions.
So, Tiger, you're on the
road.
Well,
tell them who you are first. Tell them who you are. You are Matt, the best dressed in the Midwest. Introduce us. Bring us in.
Okay, I'll bring us in. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the best dressed in the Midwest, Matt, and to my left is my beer-guzzling shirtless on an 87 boat, 1987 boat, ripped-up seat, Tiger Taylor.
Yeah. I promise you, you can go to my Facebook. There is no photos like that. I am your fully loaded Italian sitting to your left.
Well, easy. You're 32 years old. You're not fully loaded anymore.
Oh, yeah. I'm half-cocked.
Yeah. Let's just put it that way. Half-off, half-cocked, Tiger Taylor.
Oh, man. So let's dig in, man. I want to talk about some style. I posted a... Since I take time to promote our show, I did it on Instagram and Twitter. And our Instagram, I tagged this in a photo that says, how to wear a hat, how not to wear a hat. And I knew that would bug you a little because you are a fan of flat-billed hats. That's where
no.
I am not a fan of flat-billed hats.
Whenever I was 18, yes. But to me, flat-billed hats are like the dunce caps of our time now.
Ooh, hi.
Sorry.
And you're guilty AF. You're guilty AF.
Oh, yeah. I used to have a flat bill hat every day.
Oh, I'm going to call you out. You had a white and black tap-out flat bill hat that you thought was sick AF. You were into that hat.
Oh, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And it was a Volcom hat. Thank you very much. It wasn't a tap-out.
You know what's... Oh, for sure, tap out. I remember the hat vividly. He also had a Volcom hat, but the tap out was the one that I remember. You know what's worse than wearing a flat bill hat?
What's that?
Wearing a flat bill hat backwards.
Ooh. That was me. That was me?
Yes. All right, dig in. That is swag, and we are not boys. We are men. So tell me what's in a man's closet for this summer's go-to. It is time to be at the lake. It is time to crack cold beers and ride around on boats, if that's your thing. But it is time to be at the lake or the river or to the beach or to be seen. Now's the time. You worked all winter long, all fall and winter, even into spring to get this beach body, this summer body. What do we need, the 10 things?
Well, first you need the beach body.
Ooh. And if you're rocking a dad bod, it's cool, but what can you wear? What are the 10 essentials?
Yeah, if you're rocking the dad bod or rocking the obese bod like myself, here are 10 style tips that you need to have that will make you look bomb AF, okay? No, number 10 is a sweet pair of shades, man. You need really good shades. Tiger, tell me what kind of shades you bought.
I'm rocking some Robert
the other
Geller
day.
Sunglasses.
Now, let's talk about faith.
Oh, you might know Robert Geller, the artist who came up with the first pair of Yeezys. You might know Robert Geller, who is a high-end fashion creator.
Mm-hmm.
I have
he's from Germany,
the Robert Geller. Mm-hmm. Tell me about it.
Yeah, and those sunglasses, man, they're not cheap. They're not cheap. Now, we're looking at about $90 for a pair of Robert Geller. Okay?
But But Tiger Taylor will pay the cost to try and look like the boss.
Right.
Matt could probably tell you how to look just as trendy for cheaper.
Sure did. I bought a pair, exact same pair that Tiger has, $7.
Oh.
$7.
Best story ever.
Now let's talk about your face. Because you've got to have the right sunglasses for your face, okay? So if you have a round face, go aviate.
No. Excuse me. I have a long oval face.
Okay. So a long oval face, almost any shape would work with you. Although it was, to me, I like the frames that are not as wide. So if you have an oval face, I want you to get like round horn rim glasses. Those would look really great. Somewhere where the eyeglasses, the glass part, is the widest at your face, you know, at the widest point of your face. So it'll make your face look really, really thin and elongated. Now, if you have a square face, rounded, slightly curved frame would be really nice. They have a strong structure, a strong, sharp, angular sunglass.
So let's call
really
it aviators.
Well, aviators, I think, are for more of a round face.
Ooh.
Now, when I'm talking about a square face, I'm talking about sunglasses that are kind of like boxy, like the old 70s sunglasses.
Ooh, like wire-framed and stuff?
Yeah, kind of, but I think it's awesome when somebody wears a suit with a nice pair of wire-framed sunglasses. Those are really nice.
Ooh.
Now, if you have
I'm blind, so...
Uh-huh.
I have to wear prescription glasses.
Okay.
It's cool.
Well, that
hashtag bad
that'd
eyes.
Be tough. Yeah, that'd be tough. Now I do like the kind of like the wood glasses. Have you noticed those lately? They're like this new.
They look
retro.
New retro sounds kind of oxymoron.
Yeah, exactly. They're called retro, but it's this new style that's just completely made out of wood. And I absolutely love
sure.
it. I think it's great.
Ooh,
really catchy.
Check it
really
out.
Catchy. Okay, so number 9 is a short sleeve shirt or a light button up. Not a cutoff, not a tank top, but a nice short sleeve fitted button up. You can get those
ooh.
Target, Old Navy, Banana Republic, The Gap. If you're a bigger man, Target would probably be your best bet for that. Let's see, what else? Etsy, believe
okay,
it or not,
so hold
Etsy
on, hold
would
on,
be great.
Hold on.
Do
I need to wear a plain white T-shirt under it and then leave it unbuttoned? Or
no.
button it up?
Button it up.
Or button it up. Oh.
Now,
button
I started
guys.
To get away from wearing a white shirt underneath things now. I just want it all natural so it'll breathe. You can get it at American Apparel. There's a few other places that you can get it. And it looks really nice. You know, you just keep it plain and simple. Okay?
Ooh.
Keep it simple, stupid.
The KISS approach.
Yes. The KISS approach. Which my uncle taught me how to French kiss back in the day. So, number 8. Since we're talking about the
no.
We're talking about... We're talking about all that good stuff. I like, you know, soft printed T-shirts. Like the retro, I just bought a shirt the other day. It's a soft T-shirt I got from The Gap, and it says USA on it, Barcelona 1992. Kind of like a retro feel.
Again, a new vintage shirt.
Pretty much, yeah. Old Navy has a really nice collection on button-ups, but their clothes are a little bit boxy. They seem a little bit boxy to me when I put
they're
them
made
on.
For, like, the everyday guy, huh?
Yeah, they're made for the everyday guy. So number 7 would probably be my retro screen-printed T-shirt.
Nothing fitted. Ooh, I like it.
Yeah. A V-neck. You got to have V-necks. That would be my number 6. You got to have V-necks in your arsenal, in your closet. And I'm not talking about V-necks that have prints on them. I'm talking about nice, clean, black, white, blue, red... V-necks. You can wear them with your shorts. And don't get shorts that go below
your knees.
Pretty
lucky, I do have those.
Yeah,
Yes, we'll get to that when you talk about what kind of shorts.
Yeah, that's my next one. Is number five is no cutoff jean shorts. Don't wear jean shorts. Don't wear jean shorts unless you're working out in the yard and you made your own. I made my own one time to impress my wife when I was working out in the yard, and you know it showed half of my butt because they were short.
I remember that. I drove by and was like, who that girl with her Daisy Dukes on? Who that girl with her Daisy Dukes on? And you just started pop locking and dropping. And then I realized it was you, and I drove away really fast. After I threw a wad of cash at you.
Yeah. So that'd be the next one, is shorts. You want to get shorts that are like canvas shorts. I call them canvas shorts. Those are like your salmon color, your blue, your teal, your, a yellow, a nice off-yellow. Those, canvas, would be really nice. You can mix those. Say you have a blue pair. You can have a blue pair that come right just above your knee. You know, you don't want to show too much. I don't want you to be risque. But that with a nice little yellow button-up, a nice belt, and some sneakers, maybe some K-Swisses. K-Swisses are classic to me. They're white. They're great. If you don't want to wear K-Swisses, get some boat shoes. Or if you don't want boat shoes, then get some flip-flops. The leather kind, okay? Not the one that says Budweiser on it. Plastic one. Blend a little bit and get the leather one.
Ooh. And if you ask me, I say there's never an excuse for a man to wear flip-flops.
Yeah, I don't like flip-flops, but if you're on the boat, in a 1987 boat, drinking a Budweiser, then that'll fit you.
Can't be my friend if you wear flip-flops. That's all I'm going to say.
Let's talk
Can't
about
be
sneakers.
My friend if you're going to wear flip-flops. Talk about what?
Sneakers. Let's talk about sneakers. Let's talk about your kids.
Boom.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love sneakers.
You're a big sneakerhead, man. Show me what you got. Tell me what you got in your wardrobe for this summer right now.
Ooh, I got some low-profile greats that I will be rocking. Mm. I have a pair of tennis shoes, all black, that I wear to work. And I wear, if I go to, my kids' sporting events, I wear them.
Mm-hmm.
What else do I have in my summer wardrobe? That's it.
You know
right
what sneakers
now.
I really like?
Oh, no, I have a pair of boat shoes. I have a pair of Sperry's. And then Old Navy, I've got these that kind of feel like canvas. And they're sewn. They kind of look like a boat shoe, or they look kind of like kind of look like their version of a boat shoe. Looks like Sperry's, but made of, jean material. They're pretty sick.
Yeah, canvas, yeah. Those are nice.
Yep, so I've got those. I've got Sperry's. I've got my athletic shoes. And I've got my, great.
I love it. You know what?
I have old school Chuck Taylors that I work out in.
I can't stand Chuck Taylors.
I love them.
Preference for me. I can't do them. I guess I got to have a little bit of support because I feel like I'm just walking on my plain feet. I feel like I'm just walking on the ground. There's no cushion. There's no support for me. I really like the old school Cortezes, the Nike Cortezes. You know how the solid black.
Oh, yeah, those are gangster.
Yeah, I love those, and I love the old school Adidas, the all white ones with the old Adidas little flower. Love those.
Oh,
those
yeah.
Are,
those
my all time favorite shoes.
Are you in a gangster?
No. But I do have a pair of white kids that still to this day are on.
Nah. Those are fight words.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I still rock them to this day. Now, what about you, Target? Do you wear polos? I know you wear a polo to work, but do you wear a polo to, a friendly barbecue? What do you wear?
No, and my wife wants me to start wearing polos, but I freaking hate polos.
Well, if you hate polos, I hated them at first because they showed my gut a lot, but I went black. I went a dark top and a light bottom. So if I'm wearing a polo, I'll wear a black polo, a dark blue polo, or a dark gray polo with lighter shorts. And then dark to medium shoes. Because what it'll do is it'll make my top look thinner and focus more on my shorts, my nether region.
Well, can I tell you why I don't wear them? Is because back in the day, I used to hang out with this guy, this Native American guy that kind of looked like The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. And mm-hmm. he always wore the actual Polo brand. Polo, you know, with the little horse. You know, the expensive ones, the $90 polos, the Ralph mm-hmm. Lauren polos. He had, like, one in every color, maybe three of every color, and looked like The Rock when he wore them. I remember girls at work would drool over him because of his arms and chest in them. And I never rocked a polo like he rocked a polo. And when I think of men that wear polos, I kind of think you have to be built like that guy now. So kind of turn me off on polos.
Yeah, I agree to some extent. Thank you for the compliment. I appreciate it. Just because I haven't
for you.
Had to, like, The Rock.
I didn't want to call you out and embarrass you on our show. I didn't, but well, if you're okay.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I understand what you're talking about. It feels good, you know, to have my polo busting out at the seams, not in arms part, but in the stomach region. You know, it feels good. But I think that you can rock a polo. You have the great body type to rock a nice polo.
Yeah,
I'm more of
a layering
guy. I like to layer a lot. Hashtag.
Oh yeah, I like your stuff.
Fall and winter is my sport, so can't mess with me there.
And I really like your layering style.
Yeah, it makes me feel thin, even though I layer so much I can't move.
You look like Ralphie off of Christmas Story.
Exactly. It's exactly who I look like. So, Tiger, what is... that's all I have in my closet. Those are the things that we need. Oh, you need some good cologne, okay? It's summer.
Ooh.
You need a nice, fresh, scented cologne, okay? None of this would
be... Okay, hold on. Here's the beautiful thing. Give them the poor man's budget cologne, you know, the cologne to smell good for cheap. Give them a medium
mm-hmm.
guy's cologne, and then do that cologne that you tell me that they sell in, like, you know, 1 or 2 ounces or, like, half an ounce. It's, like, unbelievably expensive.
Okay.
So if you're on a budget and you want to smell good, what do I wear? So specific. I know the type. Like, I'm going to go to Walmart tonight, and I'm going to buy it right out of the stand. Don't self-help us, you know. Well, just get a scent that has a lavender smell. No, tell me exactly what to go buy so I can go buy it. If I have $25, $50, or unlimited that I can spend on cologne.
Okay. Well, if you want a cheap cologne, a cheap, nice, fresh cologne, Nautica Blue. Honestly, Nautica Blue, you can get that at Walmart. You can get that at Kohl's. That would be a nice little cologne to have. It's Nautica Blue Voyage. It's really refreshing. Sometimes I wear that. I keep that in my truck. And if, you know, I'm in a hurry and I don't have it, I just spray it on me, and it smells absolutely amazing for the price, okay? It comes in, I think, 4 ounces. Yeah, 4 ounces for about $25 to $30. And you can get, I think, the 1 ounce for $20. Okay? Now, another one that I kind of like was, what was the other one that I like? The Old School CK. Old School CK, man. You want to kick it old school?
So CK1?
Calvin Klein. Yeah.
CK1?
CK1.
I like it. I like it. That's awesome.
So
that's your
mid-range buy
is CK1?
No. My mid-range buy for summer would have to be Acqua Di Gio. Okay, that one's never going to go out of style. Never is. That would be the medium range. It's probably about, you can probably get it on Father's Day for pretty cheap. Okay? You're probably looking at about $50 to $60 medium range. It's Acqua Di Gio.
Love it.
My favorite, or you can get Versace. Versace, you can get that at TJ Maxx. You can get that at Kohl's. You can get that at Target. And it's really good. I like the smell of that. That's a good summertime one. But if you want the best summertime cologne, my personal favorite, and you're willing to spend, we'll see. I'm trying to look it up right now. Hey, buddy. Thanks for standing in a wind tunnel for me. Appreciate that.
So, okay, I haven't moved this entire show.
Huh. So, mine is Marc Jacobs. I love Marc Jacobs. And that's probably about 85 to 100 bucks. That's Nordstrom.
Marc Jacobs. That's the one Matt told me, like, yeah, I mean, you got to be fly for a white guy to be rocking that. But he said, I mean, it breaks the bank. That's the first time I've ever heard Matt talk about a product that breaks the bank that's worth it.
Yeah, I'm on Marc Jacobs' website right now. And his Marc Jacobs, just his original Marc Jacobs, nothing else like that. No other name besides Marc Jacobs for a 4.2 ounce. Price, a 2.5 ounce is $85.
Gee.
That's what I want to pull out.
But what does it smell like?
It's
smell like dollar bills.
It's heaven. It is heaven. That's what I wear on special occasions, funerals, just to smell good. That's probably one of the best smelling ever.
Ooh.
That I like.
What do you think of Chanel Blue? It's really expensive too.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of it. I like stuff that's really fruity because it goes with my oil and my skin really well, and it lasts longer. So if you're going to get a cologne that is oil-based, not alcohol-based, because if it's alcohol-based, it will evaporate quicker and you'll lose the smell quicker. Now, if you get an oil-based, like Acqua Di Gio, Marc Jacobs, all the expensive, higher-end colognes, they'll last longer. You'll keep the smell longer. Like John
Vervaedos.
Yeah. John Vervaedos, Republica, those are going to last a little bit longer. Don't. So get oil based.
Hashtag love.
Now, I'm going to throw out this place. It's called Scentbird, okay? If you go to Scentbird. Are you listening?
Oh, I'm intrigued in my wind tunnel here.
Okay. So Scentbird is a 30-day supply of any designer fragrance that you want for $14.95 a month. Now, I've done some research on this. And this is, I'm going to try this. I'm paying the $14.95 a month. And I get to pick up to 150 designer fragrances. That's 100% authentic. And they ship it to you every month. And it's a 1 ounce bottle, 8 milliliters. And it's about 4 sprays a day. You get about 4 sprays a day for a month.
Oh. And how many sprays do you use? I use 2. 1 at the neck, 1 at the crotch.
Now, this is what my dad taught me this. He's like, this is how you apply a cologne. No more than 4 squirts. So the first one is I'm going to do my neck, my chest, my private, and my ass. The reason why I do my ass is because just in case I have to walk in front of somebody and I have to go ass backwards, I don't want them smelling my old fart. I want them smelling the nice, new freshness.
See, I did that in high school. That was my trick in high school. Didn't have a dad to do that. Was just smart enough. But then I think that you put too much cologne on and you smell like Pee Wee Herman. You put too much cologne on and you start smelling sleazy. Like, God, why is your cologne so strong? In fact, one time I put too much cologne on and I went on this, like, big date, you know, like a bunch of my friends and a bunch of girlfriends. We're all in the movie theater and we were doing that ass to face. Scooting in and out of line, and a girl was like, ugh, who has too much cologne on? It was me. Ugh, who has too much cologne on?
Body spray.
No, for sure didn't ever. No, it was way before that. How young do you think I am? So I was like, I'm talking about being dropped off at the movie theaters. And like, but I remember being like, oh, I don't know. Oh, my God, it smells so bad. I was that young. And I was like blaming it on Frank or somebody like that, you know. And like, oh, it was Frank. And he was like, no, I smell like the lake. But anyway, I was like, Joe, it was Joe, you know. It just it was somebody besides me. And the girls were like, ugh. And I remember sitting next to my girlfriend at the time, and I was like, hey, what's the big deal if somebody was wearing too much cologne, like Frank back there, you know, like, just because he oversprayed himself, what's the big deal? And she was like, oh, like, it makes girls think, what are you trying to hide? If you're wearing that much cologne, like, did you really stink that bad? Or did you skip a shower today? Or, like, you know, do you have really bad body odor? Like, what are you trying to cover up with smelling that much cologne? And ever since then, I was like, whoo! And I straightened my stuff down to just a spray at the neck to where it gets, like, my chest, top of my shirt, top ring of my shirt, and then my crotch. And I've really toned it down ever since that day because much they were like, oh, my God. But it was like, I remember they made me feel like crap. They didn't know who it was. Like, whoever it was, me, was, like, the weird, sick freak that put that much cologne on. Like, what's the matter with you?
Man, oh man, jeez, what a loser! I've never had that complaint before.
Never. I wonder how much I put on. I was like going on a day, 50 sprays of cologne.
Four ounce
bottle, here I come.
You must have
I don't know, man.
You must have rocked the old polo.
God, I don't remember what I was rocking. Probably like CK or CK1. The black bottle. I mean, I was probably rocking like the old school Nautica. One of the best, the old Spice, the old one. You know, one of my favorite colognes that I can't find anymore. I can find the brand, but it's not the same. It was a yellow and blue bottle. It was called Claiborne for Men. Not Liz Claiborne for Men. Claiborne for Men. It was a yellow and blue bottle. You can find the type. It's different today. It was a small cylinder style blue and yellow from the 90s, or late 90s. And I've never had more compliments on how I smelled than whenever I wore that. I mean, people, I would be in stores, and people would be like, oh, my God, you smell so good. What is it? And it was fruity. It was super fruity.
Yeah, and it's actually called Curve Cologne Spray for Men.
No, I remember Curve. My Curve was in a, this was called Claiborne for Men, I promise. Curve was, it said Curve on the bottom, and it had it was round, and it had like a hard rim at the bottom, and then kind of like cylinder shaped again. Curve was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I started wearing Curve because my uncle told me that chicks love Curve. I don't know why my uncle told me that, but then he ended up divorcing my aunt because he's a Superman whore. But he told me women love curves. So I went out and bought curves, and no women love that crap.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't very dumb.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to enlighten you and educate you on what my uncle told me.
No. I don't want to hear anything that your uncle told you on this show.
Okay. Well, Tiger, we have 60 seconds. We have 1 minute. Finish it off. Give me some knowledge in the next 60 seconds. Here we go, and I'll leave us with a little story, little quote.
Okay, you're going to kill us with this. I want a pair of chinos. Where to buy chinos? What brand of chinos? What color of chinos? And what do I wear with chinos go?
Okay, well, the brand would have to be Chad's. Go to Kohl's. They have a really good sale. You can get all the winter and fall stuff right now, like 80% off. Go there. Get some nice Chaps by Ralph Lauren. And kill it. Kill it in the game.
What color?
Any color. Pick out any color.
What,
and you know, this
what
would be the best
you wear
time.
With chinos?
Chinos you can wear. A V-neck, you could wear a button-up, a Henley. Right now would be the best time to get all your winter clothes. So stock up on your winter clothes while they're on sale right now.
Awesome. All right, tell us your story then.
Well, here's the story. Well, actually, you know what? Since I can't talk about my uncle, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just going to leave this with a quote, okay?
Okay.
If an old man comes up to you with a credit card, always, always ask if he wants cash back. Cash your
always
change.
Always ask.
All right, ladies
on
and gentlemen,
that
this is
for
Sahel Sunday. My beautiful quarter loaded Italian Tiger Taylor, everybody. Good night.
Good night, guys.